Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig, and today we will be studying Shmuel Aleph Perek Dalad, Shmuel Aleph Chapter 4. To recap Chapter 3, Perek Gimel, the story of Shmuel and his development unfolds. The Navi contrasts Shmuel with Pnei Eli, Hophni Pinchas, the malevolent and the willful sons of Eli, with a deferential Shmuel. What about the message transmitted to Shmuel that Hophni and Pinchas' sins will never be forgiven, with a zevach and a mincha ad olam, with a sacrifice and a meal offering, until the end of time? We saw that the commentaries explain that because their sin was with the offerings at the Mishkan, it would be hypocritical and unjust for them to bring sacrifices, which they abused, to be forgiven. Absolution must be attained by some other venue. They can't repent with sacrifices, but with sincere teshuvah, they will be forgiven. As the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, with Talmud Torah, Gemilut Chasadim and Tefillah, they will be forgiven. With Torah, good deeds, and prayer, they will be exonerated. And this, we said, was a very good message to us. There is always hope for us. We can always repent, and God will always see and hear our repentance and overtures if we make them sincerely. The fact that Shmuel develops as such a religious figure is well known and changes the attitude of all Bnei Israel to religion. They have a reason to have faith again in the system. And it really makes a difference because Bnei Israel experienced alienation for generations, if not centuries. But does having Shmuel as a great spiritual individual stop the tragedy that will unfold? Let's find out in our perek what happens. So we're on chapter 4, Perek Dalad. Even though Shmuel is such a great Navi, such a great prophet, Bnei Israel initiate a battle with the Plishtim, with the Philistines, and will be defeated. And Eli's sons will die in combat. And not only that, more importantly, the Plishtim will capture the Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant that contains the Torah and the tablets of the Ten Commandments. Hophni and Pinchas brought the Ark to war to rile up the Israelite troops and guarantee victory. Yet the opposite happens. It inspires the Philistines to fight harder. The Aron is taken, is captured in battle, and the city of Shiloh, where the Mishkan was for hundreds of years, is destroyed. When Eli hears all this devastating news, Eli dies as he falls and cracks his spine when he hears the horror. Why is there such a calamity? How did this even happen? Let's see the details of the perek. Vayehi dvar Shmuel l'chol Yisrael, vayetze Yisrael likrat plishtim l'milchama, vayachanu al evena ezer u'plishtim chanu ba'afek. Everyone knew of the words of Shmuel. His prophecy was known. But in those days, Israel marches out to engage the Plishtim in battle, and they encamp near Evena Ezer, and the Plishtim camp in Afek. Rashi, Radak, Ralbag, Mitzudat David all have comments on this. Rashi explains that the war happens just as Shmuel predicted. So, Rashi says, just like Shmuel prophesied, it happened. Ralbag and Mitzudat David agree with this view. They emphasize that it happened as Shmuel predicted, but Shmuel did not send them out to war to fulfill his prophecy. It's just showing, just as he had this prophecy, so it happened. However, Radak's view is that Shmuel actually told Bnei Israel to go out to war to fulfill the prophecy against the house of Eli. Ralbag strongly disagrees with this view that Shmuel sent them out to war. On the contrary, says Ralbag, here they had a major prophet and they should have asked him his opinion before going to war. They didn't ask him his opinion. They didn't ask him his opinion about taking the Ark of the Covenant out to war. They went on their own. They acted without religious or prophetic guidance. And that's why they totally failed. In this initial battle, 4,000 died. the elders, the Zakenim, suggested that they bring the Aron, the Ark of the Covenant, from Shiloh to the battlefield to save them. When the Aron, when the Ark arrives, the whole nation shouts and screams so loudly that the earth reverberates. When the Plishtim hear this roar, they realize the Ark is in the camp. The Plishtim worry that they will be defeated like the Egyptians and the other nations before them who fought with Bnei Israel. They resolve to fight heroically and overwhelm Bnei Israel. In this battle, 30,000 from Bnei Israel die. Hophni and Pinchas, the sons of Eli, die. And the Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant, is captured. They come and they tell Bnei Israel, who are back home, they're giving them the details of the battle. And someone from Binyamin comes wearing sack and ashes, and he comes and he speaks to Eli. And when Eli hears the crying and the screaming, the uproar, Vayomer mekol hahamon hazeh. When Eli hears the crazy uproar, he says, what is this noise? Mekol hahamon hazeh. The language here is very reminiscent of the actions of Bnei Israel with the Egel, the golden calf. They were wild and noisy and are surrounding the golden object, like the Aron is a golden object. True, here in our encounter, they take the Aron Brit Hashem into the battlefield, but they took it without asking religious guidance. There was no precedent for this action, and the Jews are defeated and the Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant, is taken. Clearly, the views of Rashi, Ralbag, and Mitzudat David are more in accordance with the events and how it is depicted. Bnei Israel, led by renegade Kohanim, Hophni and Pinchas, are going against the divine word and therefore are punished. When the messenger from Binyamin answers 98-year-old Eli, who says, what is this crazy noise? What is this roar that I hear? He answers, Nas Yisrael lifnei plishtim, v'gam magefa gdola hayta ba'am, v'gam shnei banecha metu, Hophni u'Pinchas, v'aron ha'elokim nilkecha. The messenger says, number one, Bnei Israel fled before the plishtim. The troops suffered a terrible slaughter. Your two sons, Hophni and Pinchas, are dead, and the Ark of the Covenant has been captured. And when Eli hears that the Aron Brit Hashem was taken, he falls back and he breaks his vertebrae and he dies. Listen to the order of the message. The messenger from Binyamin, that the Medrash says is Shaul, who will be king in the future, relates that Bnei Israel were defeated, message one. Message two, your two sons died. But only at message three, when Eli hears that the Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant, was taken, only then did he fall back and crack his spine and die. Because Eli was expecting the bad news of the defeat and death of his sons. He's horrified, but he's expecting it. He received that prophecy already. But to hear that the Aron, the Ark, was taken by the Plishtim, and that his sons were responsible, that was too much. It was also too much for Pinchas' wife. When she heard about the Ark and her father-in-law and husband, for her the peak of the tragedy was that her husband's death was also part of this tragedy. And that's why it's mentioned last, but also she then gives birth. She goes into labor. The Kalato Eshet Pinchas Hara Lalat. Pinchas' wife was also about to give birth. And when she hears that the Aron was taken, that her father-in-law died, and her husband was taken and died, she gave birth. And they all say to her, oh, wow, you gave birth to a son. But she names the child Ikavod, Lemor Gala Kavod Mi Israel, El Hilakach Aron HaElokim, Ve'el Chamea V'isha. She names the boy Ichabod, meaning the glory of Hashem has departed from Israel. I kavod, no honor, referring to the capture of Aaron Hashem, the death of her father-in-law, and the death of her husband. To sum up, even though Shmuel is such a great Navi, a great prophet, Bnei Israel initiate a battle with the Plishtim without his consent. They are crushed in this battle. Eli's sons bring the Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant, into the battlefield and behave wantonly and wildly, with descriptions reminiscent of the Egel, the golden calf. The Plishtim muster all their energy, and they defeat Bnei Israel, who retreat from Shiloh. Eli's two sons, Hophni and Pinchas, die, as predicted. The Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant, is taken, not as predicted. And Eli, the father, the high priest and shofate for the past 40 years, dies when he hears the tragic news, especially that the Aron was taken. Very significantly, this marks the destruction of the city of Shiloh, the city that housed the Mishkan for hundreds of years. You have to imagine how traumatizing this event is. Shiloh, the city where the Mishkan, the tabernacle, dwelled for hundreds of years, is destroyed. And the Aron, the Ark of the Covenant, is taken. The most important religious object is taken by the Plishtim. The most sacred article that we have, that houses the most sacred articles that we have. What is the postscript to this? Is this the end to spirituality in Am Yisrael as we know it? What transpires with the Aron Brit Hashem? Let's find out in Perek Hey, Chapter 5. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat Frida Bat Moshe Eliyahu.